things Julie's gonna wear in the fashion show?
No, it's just for tomorrow. She doesn't want to forget it.
What's tomorrow?
Well, nothing. Remember, she's spending the night at my house?
Why?
Mary Jo, where have you been? They're painting her bedroom this afternoon. She can't stand the smell of fume.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just forgot that was today.
I still can't believe they talked her into modeling. You know, if it wasn't to benefit that children's home, I bet she'd never do it. I just can't wait to see her walk down that ramp in front of the mayor and everybody. Can you?
Yeah.
Mary Jo, you haven't heard a word I've said. Is something wrong?
Oh, no, it's nothing. I'm just a little worried about Claudia, that's all.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's silly, really. Just afraid that she's gonna have sex and get pregnant and not graduate from high school and have a wretched, miserable life.
Dude, that sounds serious.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't even have mentioned it, but I've just got to talk to somebody about it. You know, I told her when she was 16 she could car date and everything, so now she has this real cute boyfriend. I mean, he is really cute, and it just worries me a little bit the way they look at each other.
How do they look?
Like they want to have sex. You know, it's kind of like...
Mary Jo, it's probably just puppy love. Anyway, have you talked to her about it?
Oh, I've been talking to her about this since she was 10. I mean, she knows all about birth control and the consequences of irresponsible behavior. And, I mean, I have done everything right. I have bought all the right books. No one is better prepared to make a responsible decision about having sex than my daughter.
And what are you worried about?
I'm worried she's going to do it. I mean, the truth is, I just plain don't want her to, but I have taught her that ultimately that's up to her.
And that's right.
Yes, I know. I just feel a lot more comfortable if she was just locked up till she graduates.
Mary Jo, you have raised her well. You have taught her well. You have done everything you can do. Unless, of course, you want to send her a subliminal telepathic message.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's this new thing I read about one of those tabloids the other day. See, if you're trying to get somebody to do something or not do something when you're around them, you just very softly mumble a message under your breath. You do it in a monotone, and you do it every chance you get. Like, for instance, to an overweight person, you might go, "Don't eat cookies, don't eat cookies." But you don't do it loud enough so they actually understand it, you know? Well, now they have found out.
Wait just a minute. Who is they?
You know, a team of expert scientists. Well, anyway, now they've actually proven that sometimes the message does get through subliminally and can control the other person's behavior.
Oh, Charlene, that is ridiculous. I mean, if you could actually control behavior like that, why, people would be going around mumbling stuff like that all the time. Like, take off your clothes, give me your money, divorce your wife.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Claudia. We playing hooky today?
No, there's a teacher's meeting today, so Ben and I are going to the mall. Oh, Charlene, this is Ben.
Yeah, I kind of thought so.
Hi.
So, you all are going shopping?
Yeah, if I could borrow your credit card, I was going to buy that sweater if it's all right.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine. I'll just get it. Just don't have sex. What? Oh, nothing. So, what are y'all going to do afterwards?
Well, this afternoon we're going to study at the library, and then tonight Ben and I are going to a movie. And I'm spending the night with Mindy. You said it was all right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I just forgot it was Friday. So you two are doubling?
No, they're going to the party and we're going to a movie.
Oh, well, you know, you have to be in by 11.
I will.
Okay, don't have sex.
What?
Oh, nothing. Now, just call me when you get in so I'll know you got home safely, okay?
All right, I promise. Bye, Charlene.
Bye, Claudia. Bye, Ben.
Nice to meet you.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye. You kids have fun now.
We will.
Don't have sex.
Do you mean to tell me Suzanne isn't here yet? I've got to be at the Hyatt Regency by noon.
Well, maybe we should just go on and Anthony can tell Suzanne to meet us there.
Suzanne, do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do, Julia, and I do not need to be bawled out by you for being late. Mm. Had to take Noelle to the vet. She's been running a temperature. Here, baby. And then I was up half the night because I got another one of those phone calls again.
Oh, you mean that person who says, "I want to barbecue your pig"?
That's right. And they said the same thing again last night. And then, on top of everything else, there's been 3 robberies in my neighborhood this past month. And Consuelo left this morning to go on vacation, so now I'm all alone in the house except for Noelle. Which is why today, after the fashion show, I'm going to stop and buy me a gun.
Well, Suzanne, do you think that's a good idea? I mean, you don't know anything about guns.
Oh, but I've seen them on television. I mean, all you gotta do, you point it and pull the trigger. I mean, how hard can it be?
Don't buy a gun.
What? What happened?
Well,
Suzanne, why don't you come over and spend the night with me and Julie? I got plenty of room.
Oh, no, I couldn't leave Noelle. They think she has a flu.
Is it something like the swine flu?
Now, it's not a joke. She has 101 fever.
Suzanne, we've got to go now. And we're not taking that pig with us.
You know that, Julie. I was going to ask Anthony to take her home for me.
You know, later on, we're going to sit down and have a little chat about this. I mean, at first it was kind of cute and eccentric, but now you've just gone way over the line. Everybody's talking about you. Even Mother wrote from Japan asking, who is this pig you're carrying on with?
So what do you say?
I'm saying maybe it's time this little piggy went to market.
Hey, so how'd the fashion show go?
Anthony, I don't think Julia wants to talk about it.
Well, why? What happened?
Oh, nothing. It was wonderful. Julia looked fabulous, oh. Really. You were one of the best-looking women up there.
That's right. You couldn't help what happened.
Well, what happened?
Anthony, didn't you hear? Julia doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, I don't care if Anthony knows. He may as well. Everybody else is going to.
Oh, well, in that case. Julia made a huge fool out of herself.
How?
Well, you know, Anthony, how Charlene is always saying that she's not a person going down the big freeway of life with the back of her dress tucked in her pantyhose?
Uh-huh. Well, now Julia has gone down the freeway of life with the back of her dress tucked in her pantyhose.
You mean down the ramp while she was modeling?
You got it.
Whoa.
And let me tell you, it was stunning. I mean, I was sitting out three seats away from the mayor when all of a sudden I look up and here comes Julia down the ramp. And then she turns away from us and there's her backside completely uncovered. I mean, people were gasping. People were falling out of their chairs. And all the time, Julia just kept turning and smiling and mooned everybody within a 600-mile radius.
Suzanne, you know how I feel about that word.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's what they call it. Even the waiters were asking for her autograph.
I will never leave this house again.
But Julia, you have to. I just went out and bought the snack food for tonight.
Yeah, and Ted's gonna have Quint, and I'm gonna come. We're gonna have a great time. We're gonna forget all this.
What I don't understand is, why didn't somebody tell me?
What I don't understand is, where was your underwear?
Suzanne, I told you, they asked me to only wear hose because the dress was silk and otherwise you could see a panty line. I cannot believe that all my life I've tried to create some semblance of grace and style. Now I'm going to be remembered as that woman
who mooned Atlanta.
Suzanne! Stop saying that. Now, Julia, you may not believe this now, but one of these days you will laugh at this. I mean, stuff like this happens to everybody. I'll never forget. One time I was at the lake with my brothers. This guy had a great big crush on named Charles Crouch was there on another boat with his date, Carolyn Witherspoon. She was always real snotty to me. Anyway, I had on my first two-piece swimsuit, and I decided to try to ski barefoot, you know, because all my brothers could do it. But the trick of it is you got to get the boat going real fast. Well, we were up to about 50 miles an hour. I kicked off my skis and fell. Next thing I know, I'm sailing across the top of the water with Charles and Carolyn looking on. I mean, I was skipping like a quarter, you know? And when I finally came to rest, the top of my swimsuit was wrapped around my neck.
Yes, but you were only seen by a few people, and Julia was seen by 1,200.
Well, let me tell you something that happened to me, and I have never told this to anyone, but... You know, when Ted and I went on our honeymoon, we got one of those bedrooms on the Amtrak, and the bed is right next to this huge picture window. Well, you know, being our honeymoon and all, you can imagine what we had on.
Matching PJs?
No, Charlene. Anyway, we fell asleep above the covers, you know, me being the one who was, like, pressed up against the window. And because it was pitch blackout, we didn't realize that the shade was up. Until the train came to a stop at dawn, right in the middle of an intersection in downtown Tucumcari, New Mexico. Where we were awakened by the sound of people honking their horns and hanging out the car window, hooting and hollering at things like, "Hey, baby, looking good, all right!" I swear my face still gets hot when I just think about it.
Suzanne, don't you have a most humiliating moment to tell?
Yes, I do. My most humiliating moment was when Julia mooned 1,200 people.
Thank you, Suzanne.
You know, I appreciate what y'all are trying to do for me, but nothing would make me feel any better now.
Well, I guess I better get over to the gun store, you know, in case I get robbed tonight. Oh, and by the way, if any of you all try and call me, I'm not answering my phone.
Because of those pig threats?
Yes. Just wish I hadn't let Consuela go on vacation.
Well, why don't you come on over to Charlene's and stay with us?
I told you, I can't leave Noelle alone. Anthony?
What?
Well, you know, I was wondering if maybe you could come over and stay at my house tonight. You know, kind of help protect everything.
Oh, Suzanne, you don't need any protection. All you have to do is put that sick pig out on your front yard. Nobody's going to bother you or her. Besides, I've got dress rehearsal for my play tonight.
What play?
Yeah, at the junior college. It's about Alcatraz in the 1920s. Anthony's one of the stars.
Good casting. Well, can't you come by afterwards?
Well, all right, but I can't get there before 11 or 12.
Thank you. It's fine.
Julie, I feel so bad about today. I mean, you know that if I could, I would take that walk down that ramp for you, you know, with the back of my dress tucked in my pantyhose and everything.
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, I would kind of like to have some underwear on, though. Hey, I know what let's do. Why don't I put on To Kill a Mockingbird, which is my favorite movie in the whole world, and then while it's on, I can give both of you facials. I got some new stuff. Oh, I know. It's after 11 o'clock. I bet Anthony's over at Suzanne's. Why don't we get in the car and go over there and toilet paper her front yard? Wouldn't that be fun? You know, just like in high school.
Charlene, since I got here, we've played games, listened to records, looked through all your old scrapbooks. You've painted my toenails hot pink, fed me everything in your refrigerator. Now, for me, that's a pretty full evening, so I was thinking I'd just go to bed.
Go to bed? Julia, why would you want to do that? I was just thinking how much fun this is. I don't know why we don't spend the night together more often. You know, it's like when I was little. I could never understand why my mother didn't spend the night with her friends. Do you understand that?
Let me ask you something, Charlene. How cute do you think this Ben kid is?
I don't know. I guess he looks a little like Michael J. Fox.
If you were 16, would you want to have sex with him?
Well, Mary Jo, I can't answer that, you know. But even if I'd wanted to, I wouldn't have, because I didn't do that. You know, nobody I knew in Poplar Bluff did that. Except, of course, I found out later about my friend Monette. This person named Ruth Wheeler, who looked like she was 36, even in first grade.
I can't believe that it's 45 minutes past the time she was supposed to be in and she has not called. I mean, she knows that I know where everybody parks. And if I wanted to, I could just get in that car and go and check on her. Of course, I don't want to check on her because I want to trust her. But how can I when she's 45 minutes late, out with a kid that looks like Michael J. Fox? And I hate to mention this, Julia, but in fact, there is a full moon tonight. I hate to wake up Mindy's parents, but I cannot go to sleep until I know that she's in safely. Hello? Mindy? I'm so sorry to call so late. This is Mrs. Shively. Is Claudia in? Oh, she's not. Well, when she does come in, would you have her call me at Charlene's? You've got the number? Thank you. She isn't in. The movie's over. She hasn't called. She's having sex.
Don't you worry about Noelle. We're just not going to answer it. Wait, if it is that same person, he'll just think we're not home.
Understand where that Anthony could be. I don't know why I had to be in that silly play tonight anyway.
Don't you worry, Noelle. Mama's here. I'm gonna take care of everything. I got it under control. Who is it?
It's me, Anthony.
Well, it's about time. You're late.
Suzanne, I'm not late.
I told you I'd be here between 11 and 12. I didn't even take time to change. If you don't mind me asking, what are you doing with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle?
I am protecting my home and my pig, and it's the biggest and best gun they have in the store.
Suzanne, I cannot believe that you have this. You mean they sold you this over the counter?
That's right. Now, why shouldn't they? I'm a respectable, law-abiding citizen. Speaking of which, I certainly hope no one saw you coming here in that outfit.
Now, Suzanne, if I was walking around in a long pink negligee with a semi-automatic rifle and a pig in my parlor, I don't think I'd worry that much about this outfit. But maybe that's just me.
I'm sorry, Anthony. It's just My nerves are just shot. I mean, that phone's been ringing all night, and I keep hearing these strange noises outside.
Don't worry. It's all right. I'm here now.
Then on top of everything else, you know, we all seem to be having a little problem with, you know, gas.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, maybe if you wouldn't mind, you could just kind of take her outside to the garage just for a few minutes, you know.
Boy, there's sure a lot of people parked out here. I've never seen so many steamed up windows.
Just keep your eyes peeled for a light blue Toyota. I'm so ashamed to be doing this. On the other hand, if I find her, I'm gonna kill her.
I'm not ashamed. We're just watching out for our girl. And my daddy used to use this light for frog gigging.
Wait a minute. I think that's them. Charlene, shine your light over there.
You sure that's them?
Certainly looks like them.
Those people are old. I can't even believe they're out.
Oh, yeah, that's not them.
Okay, out of the car, please. Hands above your head and spread them.
Anthony, where are you? Go.
Officer, I can get bail money if you would just take us by my sister's house. She lives real near here.
You can call her from the station.
Oh, she won't answer the phone, you see. She thinks somebody's after her pig.
Well, we don't usually let people stop and get money for bail, but since you ladies have extenuating circumstances, we're going to make an exception.
Oh, I just remembered something.
What?
It's after 12. Consuela's not there. Suzanne can't hear that doorbell upstairs.
We'll think of something. Throw a rock at the window. Come on.
Violation of Penal Code 463, operating a vehicle without a license. Violation of Penal Code 228, trespassing, misusing, or abusing public property.
Excuse me, I don't quite understand that one.
Well, you were shining a big spotlight on people in a public park, right?
Yes.
That's against the law. Violation of Penal Code 602-32, illegal possession of an unlicensed farm animal. Violation of Penal Code 1029.29. Misusing and or abusing possession of a firearm by endangering lives of others.
Suzanne, I still cannot believe you were dumb enough to hang out the second story of your house and fire a semi-automatic rifle into the dark Georgia night. We could all have been killed.
Well, that's what you get for taking a rock and breaking out my window.
I don't understand that. I hardly threw it.
The other thing I cannot believe is that any lame-brained idiot would sell you something like that. He's the one who ought to be down here.
I agree with you. But unfortunately, you can buy guns in Woolworths now.
Well, that is just ridiculous. If I ever get out of this mess, I am going straight to Washington. And I am going to take on the gun lobbies and all those wimpy, slack-jawed politicians who are terrified of them, and we are going to get a sane law passed in this country that makes these kind of semi-automatic rifles illegal, because you and I and every deer hunter in America know in our hearts that these weapons are not used for hunting anything but people.
Julia, you're not depressed anymore. You're back to your old self.
Yes, I guess I am. I guess I'm glad to be alive.
Yeah, when you think about it, exposing yourself in front of 1,200 people is nothing compared to being mowed down like a dog in Suzanne's front yard.
And violation of Penal Code 1612-22, indecent exposure.
Oh, my gosh, that was this afternoon. You're going to charge her with that just because she mooned some people at a fashion show?
No, we're going to charge you all with that. Because you're in your jammies. So, okay, bail has been made. Here's your receipt. We'll keep your rifle and frog-gigging light. You can keep the pig until the court awards custody. And you, let's keep it covered, okay?
Dee and Charlene are still asleep because we stayed up all night.
What'd you do?
Oh, nothing, just silly stuff. Tell me something, Claudia. You promise you had car trouble last night?
Yes. Why?
Because I wouldn't want you to lie to me.
I'm not.
Good, then I won't lie to you. You know, I've always tried to act very hip and progressive about the facts of life and you starting to date and all that. But, you know, the truth is, I'm not very hip. And I don't care how much you like somebody or how much you know about what precautions to take. I just plain don't want you to have sex with anybody right now because, you know, you're only young once. And I want you to be that way just as long as possible. And if you just make the simple decision not to, period, then you just don't have to think about it anymore. And I know that you may think that this is unfair for me to ask, but I just want you to trust me on this. And, you know, if I'm wrong, then you can just hate me for the rest of your life.
Mom, I know you don't want me to have sex.
How do you know that?
Because I'm not stupid. Anyways, I never think of you as hip.
You don't?
No. I know you're old-fashioned. I'm old-fashioned, too. Sex is something I just wouldn't consider until college. And then it has to be someone I love.
Thank you. How did I get so lucky?
Although I do neck.
I don't want to know about it.
I've got to run. You know, you've got all my friends fooled. They all think you're very cool. I mean, even Ben and Mindy were just saying how they wish their mothers could be more like you. Do you know Mindy's mom even followed her on a date one time? I mean, she actually took the car out and tailed her.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I'm so glad you're not like that.
Yeah, me too. And I'm real glad you're my daughter.
Goodbye, Mom. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Don't have sex.
I see a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see